Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever.
Not going to lie, this morning did not start out too great. Not only did I wake up and see the rain, boo, but then I walked into the building, dropped my Diet Coke everywhere. No! The little victory, though? Because that's bad news, right? That I dropped it everywhere? All over the foyer, the entryway of our building. Diet Coke everywhere. It's still sitting there, by the way. I left it there. I said, I'll get it after Little Victories. Anyway, point is this. The little victory is I have more Diet Coke at work. Yes. And Hard Pants, you know, our big boss, our GM, he makes sure that they have Diet Coke stocked in the back for me. So him and I are getting along very well these days because of that. So thank you, Hard Pants. I'm going to go get myself some new fresh Diet Coke and clean up the one I spilled. All right, little victories.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Adult baby names. Let me just put it out there. Adult baby names. That is the question of the day, which I know isn't really a question, but that's what we're discussing because I was driving to dinner. You've heard me talk about going out to dinner with Hudson where he left his phone all the way in Pewaukee. That was a story I told yesterday on the show. Well, when we were at that dinner, Kelly in Sussex was there, one of our regulars. And Kelly has a son named Paul. And Paul's in his 20s. So Hudson was asking me, what's Kelly's son's name? And I go, Paul. And then we started giggling. Like, what did they call him when he was a baby? Like, Paul? You named a baby Paul? So as soon as we got to dinner, I said, Kelly, I never thought about this, but did you really name your baby Paul? I mean, I know it makes sense now that he's in his 20s and he's a Marine, but his name was Paul as a baby. You named him that? She said, yeah. We called him Paulie. And I said, ah, maybe that's the trick. They always add the Y at the end because I dated a Joe. They all called him Joey when he was a kid. See, because think about this. My nephew, Charlie, is a Charles, but they knew they were going to call him Charlie. I do remember when my sister had him, I'm like, Charles? Charles? Seriously? So what is your name, or maybe you named a kid an adult baby name? Maybe you're named an adult baby name? Because I'm sorry. How did you name a baby Paul? I mean, this is what I had to know for sure. I'm going to go to the phones first, take the first caller of the day. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your girl, OG Lori.
Oh, my girl! Hey, OG Lori at Timmerman Airport. What's up, girl? How's Brown Deer? Is it raining there, too? Ugh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. God,
so annoying. Anyway, Lori, I mean, do you have an adult baby name? Kind of, I guess.
Scott.
Scott?
That's my son's name.
Oh, your name is Scott. Oh, your son's name, you have a Scott. See, I like the name Scott older. But as a baby, yeah, did you call him Scotty? Did you add the Y at the end, Lori?
Basically, his cousins called him Scotty.
But
we just called him Junior because he's a junior. Or he was Scotty Jr.
Yeah. What were your I say this like they're not here. What are your other kids' names, Lori? I've never asked you this.
I only have a daughter. Her name is Tiffany.
I thought you had like four or something with your husband.
My significant other,
yes,
which we just celebrated 30 years together.
Woo!
Yesterday.
Yes.
Not married.
Love it. Yeah.
But yes, though his children, because we did raise all five children together,
yeah,
in a blended family.
That's what I'm saying.
And his kids are Alex, Anthony, and Elizabeth.
Ah, okay. Fair enough. Those all, I mean, Elizabeth is still a baby name, but then, you know, people call him other things. So, all right.
And Alex, you can't really say Alexy.
Right, you can't add it.
Alex.
Yeah, you can't really add that at the Y at the end like you can with Scott. But Scotty, that makes sense, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's what they do. They add the Y like Kelly did. Okay. You know what? Thanks for calling. Scott's a good adult baby name.
Love you, babe. Hope TV's doing well. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
All right. 414-533-1037. We're talking adult baby names. Let me go to the text as well, because you could text or call. Austin in Kenosha said, who calls their kid Larry? He's got an 800 credit score at birth. You guys, I wish TZ was here and he'd be dying right now with these adult baby names. I take a breath before I can read the next one. They said, the next text I see says, someone I know who had kids in her 20s has kids named Pamela and Nancy. Now they're teens with those names. I mean, my mom's a Nancy, but she's old. So, okay, adult baby names. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I'm dying because we're talking adult baby names, and Austin had me losing it with that text. I don't know if you heard it, but I read it. He basically said, Larry, that guy comes out with, you know, an 800 credit score. I lost it when I read that text. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Sherry in Caledonia, my girl. She texted in and said, Sherry's kind of an adult baby name. No, Sherry is an adult baby name, okay? Sherry, not kind of. It is. Somebody else texted in and said, I know a child with the name Bernadette. Another text says, Jessica from Racine texted in. She said, my great aunt's name was Paget. And I always wondered how my great grandma looked at a baby and named it Paget. It's a very, very solid question, I gotta tell you. So anyway, we're talking adult baby names because we were out to dinner with Kelly in Sussex, and Hudson, my 11-year-old, started quizzing her on the fact that she named a kid Paul. And she goes, you named a baby? Hudson said to her, you named a baby Paul? No way. Well, sure enough, she did. And she said, well, yeah, but we called him Pauly. So we started to realize that, oh, you guys just add Y's to some of these names when you do them. Either way, let's go to the phones. He called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song. Nick in Waukesha. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Nikki. Ami. Okay, so I don't think Nick is a horrible... I mean, you see so many Nicks, you know? Nicholas. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nikki. I mean, Nick, is your name the one you're... Is your name the one you're calling about, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously it's Nicholas, but, you know, I've gotten my... Like, my whole family, even to this day, still calls me Nikki. I'm
really?
Like, dude, really? I hate it.
Really?
I absolutely hate it.
Do you tell them, like, no more Y at the end? I'm an adult.
Oh,
you
yeah.
gotta call me Nick.
Oh yeah,
now.
I've said it plenty of times, and I'm just like, no more Nikki. No, that's it.
Well, Heather from Port Washington said, my husband's name is Donald. Oh, geez. That's a horrible one. That's a real old guy's name. I mean, seriously. And then somebody else texted in and said, my brother's John. We call him Johnny when he was little. My friend's son was Alfred. We call him A-L. Oh, no, we call him Al. I read it as the initials because Al. You capitalize both letters. You threw me off there. All right, Nick. Okay, so Nick... Probably a funny baby name. I'm not going to lie. That's why they call them all Nikki. Fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
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 Thanks for calling, Nick. Have a good day.
No problem. Love you.
Right,
bye.
Love you more. Bye. Next up, I got Carrie in Waukesha. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I'm dying at some of these texts. We're talking adult baby names for the question of the day. What do you got for me?
Well, I mean, I have my son, Lucas, and we call him Lulu, which I'm pretty sure when he gets older, we don't want to call him that. But
he might have a problem with that, the Lulu. Yeah. That's funny. Uh-huh.
And then my dad's name is Edwin, so he's never really had, like, the nickname other than Ed.
No, like Eddie,
nothing like that.
Can you imagine, though, your baby's name is Ed? Think about this. I mean, somebody named that baby Ed. And then they're like, here's Ed. I got to ask our IT guy. His name's Ed. Now I'm going to be like, did your kid, what are they, Ed? Edward? Eddie? I don't know. You just add the Y. But somebody had to name the baby Ed. Carrie, that's the thing. Yep. They had to name the baby Ed. Well, I guess when it's a family name, it's not as weird. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. I'm surprised you don't call Lucas Luke, by the way. No, Luke.
No, I don't know. It's easier for Silas to say that.
His brother. Lulu. Yeah, Lulu. That's too funny. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Bye. We're talking adult baby names. I'm reading your texts at 414-533-1037. They're so funny. Hannah in New Berlin said, my dad's name is Dennis. And my mom is Patricia. Horrible baby names. somebody texted in the names Craig, Efrain, Albert. Yeah, my son brought up Craig the other day. We were giggling about that one, about being a baby named Craig. Like, I just can't even imagine a baby named Craig. Jules in Greendale texted in and said, my brother's Robert. But he was called Bobby till he was an adult in his 20s. Yeah, I could absolutely see them calling him something else. Jaya in Muskego said, my one-year-old is Roman, but we call him Romy. You know what? My boss has a Roman. I think it's the cutest name ever. I love that baby name. I don't even think Roman's that weird. We have one more caller on the phone. I'm going to pull him up and say hello, but I got to pull up his theme song. Oh, here we go again. Oh, yeah, I forgot he's in the Jays. Shoop. Hey, Shoop.
Good morning.
Well,
I've got two for you.
Oh, let's hear them.
My father's Dwayne, but everybody calls him Michael.
What?
So that's his middle name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, why? But okay, makes sense.
Right. His middle name's Michael, but his first name's Dwayne. Nobody knows him as Dwayne.
That's hysterical. Like, that's
nobody
funny.
Does. Yeah.
Why did they call him Dwayne? Because Dwayne is...
It just... Dude. Well, he went to Catholic school. There's no Saint Dwayne.
Fair enough. And then what were we going to say? Emerson?
Emerson. When we named Emerson when he was born, everybody would come up to us and say, well, what are you going to call him?
Really?
We're going to call him
Emerson. That's so funny. I know three Emersons now, and they're two are boys, one's a girl. So I know boys and girls, and they're all called Emerson. There's no shortness for that one. I'm with you. Yeah, Emerson's a good one for sure, and it's making a comeback.
Some people try to call him Emmy. He's like, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No, sorry.
That's the next topic. When people try to call you something your name isn't, send people over the edge. All right, Shoop, thanks for calling.
No, you're amazing. Thank you.
You too. Bye. All right, so we're talking adult baby names, and the texts have me dying. Somebody said Mike, a.k.a. Mikey. Yep, I'm sure that's for sure a thing. Who else texted in with funny names? I'm sorry, I'm trying to read these because we have so many texts coming in, and they're just hysterical. Somebody said, my boss is Alfredo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be funny to name a baby Alfredo. Somebody said, my mom's name is Antoinette. Everyone calls her Tony. Oh, that's Kayla in West Bend. Okay, Philip. Yeah, that would be a really funny one. Ashley, Ryan in Calabama's wife said, my nephew's name is Henry, and everyone calls him Hank. I like the name Henry.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so he moved here for his girlfriend, but they broke up. And now he wants to know if he should move back home or stay in Milwaukee. Hold on, though. This is an interesting one. He said, DZ, he needs his advice. You can always call or text 414-533-1037. Hear him out, though. He said, DZ, I moved here a couple years ago with my girlfriend. And by the way, DZ, still out after knee surgery, if you missed that. He said, I moved here a couple years ago with my girlfriend. We've dated through our late 20s and now our early 30s. No kids, just us and a cat. She's a doctor, ooh, and got a job here. So we moved from Boston. It felt exciting and our relationship was at a crossroads. So I thought moving might bring us closer together. 2 years later, our relationship has fizzled out. We've both known it's coming, but have been avoiding it for many reasons. The pain, the money it's going to cost us, the disappointment our parents will probably feel, all of it. But we did it. We finally broke up. I've moved my stuff to a new apartment, and she's staying in the house we rented. Now I'm not sure what I'm even doing here. I've grown to like the area, though. I've made some friends. I got a new job I like, but everyone else is back home in Boston. My parents, my friends, everything I know. Now, that being said, I don't know if I even want that lifestyle back. It takes forever to get anywhere in Boston. I sit in traffic, and I can't even afford to live there anymore, if I'm being honest. Milwaukee is much more affordable than Massachusetts. So, I'm at a crossroads and I'm confused. Should I move back home or stay in Milwaukee now that me and my girl have broken up? So, a lot of moving things here. Strong enough to finally do it, because I get it. I know how hard it is. You don't want to disappoint everybody. Luckily, they didn't have any kids, because that's another layer. But got through the disappointment of the family and the parents and the friends telling everybody. Everybody probably thought this was it for them. And they're like, nope, even though we moved here, we've decided it's not it. The move did not fix the relationship. Sounds like he's kind of admitting that that didn't really fix it. They were hoping it would bring some excitement back. It did not. So now he's stuck here and he's saying, well, I have new friends. I have a job I like. I got a new apartment, but everything I know is back home. But back home sucks. It's expensive. I sit in traffic. I can't afford to live there. What should I do? 414-533-1037. This is tough. Because my gut says, stay here. You can't even afford to go back. What are you going to do? Go live with your parents? You're saying you can't afford to live back, you know, in a big city like that. And Milwaukee's a big city, but it's affordable when it can compare it to cities like Boston. So what does he do? Does he stay in Milwaukee? Does he move back home? I mean, this is tricky. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So he wrote into the show. He moved here a couple years ago with his girl. She's a doctor. Yes, I love that. Anyway, they have no kids, just a cat. They were hoping that the move would kind of rekindle their relationship. It's fizzled out. They dated all through their late 20s. They're now early 30s, and they finally broke up. They got through it all. The disappointment, the money, all the reasons you don't want to break up when you know it's time. But now he doesn't know if he should stay in Milwaukee, because he's like, dude, moving back home to the East Coast is so expensive. I don't even know if I can afford it. Traffic sucks. I sit in my car all day. Do I even want to go back? But that's where all my friends and family are. I get why it's a tough thing to figure out. You're going to start a new life, or you're going to go run back home? And then what are you going to do when you run back home? Now you got to find a new job. You're going to live with your parents. I don't know. All right, let's go to the first one. Our regular who called 5 days in a row, one of the OGs. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Birthday boy. It was your birthday week on June 2nd. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to Isaiah, too.
Oh, yeah. Amanda and Racine's little baby.
Yep.
And next week is DZ's birthday, everybody. So
I know, big 32 for him.
Woo! Yep, going to be 32.
We're going to give him 32 knee surgeries, I think. That's what we'll give him for
his birthday. Let's not. He made it through, though. So, Ryan, what do you think? Because you're living in Caledonia. You're never going to leave Caledonia. So I'm actually wondering if you're going to tell him.
Don't say never.
Never?
I'll leave at one point. The mayor of Caledonia's got to move on at some point. Oh, now you made me say Calabama.
He said Caledonia. Anyway, Ryan from Calabama, what do you say? Stay or go?
This guy needs to stay. Come on down to Calabama. We'll get you around some lady friends around the bars around here. And come on now. Get back at her. Don't hold back. There ain't no reason to.
You're saying day to meet a new woman and stay in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Is that your
final
answer?
Why are you going to let her dictate? Yeah, don't let her dictate where you go or anything like that.
It sounds they moved here for her job. And so now a couple years later, he's saying, well, I do have friends. I do have a job. But everything else I know is, he moved here for her, basically. He's saying, do I move back?
But if I had the opportunity to move to Tennessee, Mm-hmm. I would pick up my family, move to Tennessee, go live there, and say, adios, family. I'll be back every 6 months to come visit you.
Really?
Have fun. Heck, yes, I would.
Stop
it. Oh, my gosh.
Tennessee?
Yes,
that's the most random state, okay? Where did
it's
you come up
with? It's the best state of them all. Don't check
on Tennessee.
I mean,
you got Nashville, but you also got Memphis, and my aunt lives there. Whoosh, be careful. All right, you know what? Have a great day, Ryan. Goodbye.
Love y'all.
Love
bye.
You, bye. All right, we're talking about should he stay or should he go. He moved here for his girl. They've lived here a couple years. They've broken up, but he's got a job he likes. He's got a new apartment. He's got some friends here, but everything else is back home. However, back home sucks, including the lifestyle. He's like, I can't afford it. I'm always in traffic. Austin and Kenosha, good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, you don't have a theme song, do you?
I do not, know.
Oh, thank God. I think I asked you this the other day, too. Anyway, I'm the pilot. Okay, Austin, what do you think today for what would DZ do? Should he stay or should he go?
I mean, I think he states it perfectly in his question. It's mm-hmm. like, he knows that going back to Boston, it's like a full restart, and yeah. it's going to be tough. So why not just, like, settle down here? It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be for forever, but, mm-hmm. like, just settle down here in Milwaukee, and, mm-hmm. you know, when he gets the fundage or whatever and he wants to go back to Boston, then he can, but like mm-hmm. and for the time being, I think the smartest thing would just be stay in Milwaukee. You already got stuff grounded, a job, yeah. a place.
Well, and it sounds like he would have to move in with his parents probably. It sounds like he can't even afford to live in Boston anymore, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like he said it sucked down there. Like, okay, if you know a place sucks, then why do you want to move back?
Yeah, if you know the traffic sucks and you don't want to be in your car all day and you can't really afford to live there anyway, why are you going? You're right. He doesn't want that lifestyle back. I get that. All right, so you say he's answering his own question, basically. Fair enough, Austin. Fair enough. All right, thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
Hey, bye.
Bye. All right, Melanie's in Milwaukee. She's trying to get her own theme song. Day 4. Congratulations. You're almost there. You're almost there. Get it, girl. What's your advice? He moved here for his girlfriend. She got a job here 2 years ago. They finally broke it up. Now he's like, do I stay or go? What do I do?
Oh, my gosh. It is so time for him to spread his wings Ooh. And shine.
Aww.
Yes. Let's go, boy. You know, things were great with his family in Boston, I'm sure, but there wasn't anything holding him down, and his heart was like, yes, I'm going to go. Even though we're not perfect in this relationship, yeah. I'm going to go. I'm ready to go for it.
Yeah, maybe so this will fix things. Yeah, this will be exciting. Yeah. We'll grow together because we're moving across the country together. This is going to be great for us. I get that theory, you know?
Yeah, but now, I mean, that piece didn't work, but there still wasn't anything that was really like, oh, should I move with this girl or shouldn't I? Mm-hmm. He actually did, so stick with it, mm-hmm. and maybe this was in his cards, you know? Maybe this was his path. So I say...
He was supposed to move to Milwaukee, and maybe he's going to meet wifey now. She's here somewhere. I hope he's listening. She's here somewhere.
Yes. And you know what? I have a couple for him, so...
Melanie, you're killing me. Say less. All right. Thanks for calling. Hey, tomorrow, day 5, okay?
Talk to you tomorrow. Talk to you, girl.
She said, you better pick up. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Sarah in Tosa, she said, stay in Milwaukee until the lease is up. Research anywhere else in the world he'd want to live. Sounds like it's not Boston. Oh, so Sarah's saying, you don't have to go back to Boston. Just pick a different place. Then he really wouldn't know anyone. Jeff Rowe from Racine texted in, said, stay for the summer. Decide then. And then what else do we have here? Christina and Franklin. What is her advice for him? He doesn't know if he should go back home or not. He says, I also moved here from the East Coast for a relationship. And if he doesn't have kids yet, I would say go back. Because once you have kids, then you have to go back constantly to visit your family. If you want them to see your kids, they don't get to grow up with your family. I would say just go back now, Christina and Franklin. That's true. But I've always lived away from my parents. And I did not live near my grandparents. I was not one of those people. I mean, it's probably why it was easy for me to pick up and move. Because, you know, my parents did that as well for us, and we did not live near our family. They moved for jobs and things like that. I grew up in Illinois, but all of their family was other places. So I understand that, but, you know, sometimes opportunities are other places. Last but not least, I got to go to him. I just got a little Wayne song for you. All I could find was green and yellow. I hope that's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Adrian, good morning.
What up?
What up? Everyone says stay in Milwaukee. Are you going to give it any different answer? Seriously.
Hey, big dog, if you listening, mm-hmm. stay in Milwaukee for a little bit because I'm from the ID. I used to live on the East Coast. I used to live in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
So I get the traffic thing. I know what it costs to live mm-hmm. in that area. And, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
I was 19 paying almost $2,000 for a two-bedroom
apartment. Yeah, well, people here can't even afford it here. So you're going to go there and it's going to be double? I mean, can you imagine? You got a place for, let's say, $1,200 here. Yeah. That's easily going to be $2,500 when you move back home. Yeah. But
no, real stuff. Like, you know, at first, I did contemplate about moving. Mm. At one time, I've contemplated going out west.
Yeah. Oh, because you're a mover and a shaker. That's why. See, Adrian?
But, you know, I stayed in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and I struggled for a little bit, and I got my feet planted. I hit the ground running.
So you're saying stick with it. Mm-hmm. And what?
I've been in Milwaukee since. I ain't moved.
How
I've been
many
here
years?
Almost 15.
Ah, okay. Well, so the advice is you're stuck, my guy. Enjoy it.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Awkward. All right. So today's Am I the Jerk is, you ready for this one? Am I the jerk for eating in front of her kid on a diet? Hold on. Let's hear the whole submission. Because my jaw dropped to the ground, I'm not going to lie. You can always send them in, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us, slide into the DMs. We get them on the Kiss Facebook all the time. Here's what she said, and you guys can name her. I'll let you guys, I love it when you guys give them the names at 414-533-1037. That's the text line. All right, Allie and DZ, my friend's kid is overweight. I'll just say it. Both parents, let them eat whatever they want with no boundaries. When they come over, their kid always finishes off all the food. So it wasn't surprising when she took the kid to the doctor and came back with instructions to clean up their diet. The doctor told them their kids are going to have many health problems if they don't get it under control. So we made plans last weekend to get together with all of our kids together. We went to a local play place. I was hungry, so I ordered a fries and shake at the concession stand while they played. My friend came up, the mom, and asked if I wouldn't mind not eating those things in front of her kid. I was taken aback. I'm not on a diet. Why should I change my eating? It's not my fault her kid's overweight, and her kid will always have these temptations in the world. But she says I'm being unsupportive. I don't care. Am I the jerk for eating in front of her kid on a diet? I mean, you want to talk about awkward. There are so many things about this. And you know, I'm somebody who has lost a ton of weight. Lost 150 pounds. I yo-yoed my whole life until I got it under control about 6 years ago. Took a lot. So I'm very sensitive to people calling each other fat, to any kind of commenting on people's bodies. No thanks. Not a fan. I don't care if they have a nice body or a bad body. Keep it to yourself. It's not just enough. We don't comment on people's bodies. So that's already awkward. But I also understand health issues with a kid. It all starts in the home. I'm well aware when Owen and Hudson are unhealthy, my kids, it's on me and my ex-husband. We're the ones who feed them. So I can take accountability for that. But this is just wild. She wants to know if she's a jerk for eating in front of her friend's kid who's on a diet, ordered fries and a shake and said, and I can do whatever I want. Oh, you guys are naming her Snacking Savannah, Calorie Karen, Disrespectable Deborah. Oh my, Shameless Sandra. You guys have the best names as you're sending them in. Is Fat Shaming Felicia by Felicia? Okay, you guys have so many names coming in right now on the text line. Big Back Betty, stop it. Okay, 414-533-1037. Sarah from Iguanago says, not the jerk, she can eat what she wants. Okay. Okay, I hear you. Audra in Neshota says, OMG, such a jerk. You're the adult here. You really couldn't wait a little bit and show some self-control as a role model? This poor kid's already going to have so many issues, and you're adding to it by being so insensitive. Wow. Ashley in Oak Creek says we should call her Careless Karen. Insensitive Irene. You guys, I love all of these. They're all so good. We're going to call her Snacking Savannah because we haven't had a name like that in a while. Snacking Savannah is the name. 414-533-1037. Honestly, what do we think? So her friend takes the kid to the doctor. The doctor says, hey, you know, you got to do something. This kid is gaining weight. They're going to have health problems their whole life. This is not working. So do something. So then they go out and she orders a shake and fries right in front of the kid. Is she the jerk? She has no regrets, this one. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, somebody texted in and said, I hope she chokes. I'm going to go to the extreme. I hope her mouth is filled with jerks in her mouth because she's a total 100% jerk, 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 jerkity jerk. You can text or call. She wants to know if she's the jerk for basically continuing to eat in front of her kids, her friend's kid who's on a diet. Her friend's kid got told by the doctor, you need to work on this diet. We're going to have health problems. But she continued to eat in front of the kids at the play place they went to. And she wants to know if she's a jerk. Snacking Savannah said, it's not my problem. I'm not on a diet. Why do I have to stop eating? You guys are killing me. You can text or call 414-533-1037. All right, I'm going to start with Courtney in Racine, who unfortunately had to go all the way back to day one trying to get her theme song. I'm so sorry, Courtney. Welcome back.
Hi.
It's hard to get a theme song on the show. Getting in 5 days in a row is tough, yes. But nonetheless, yes. Courtney, you're back. We'll start over day one. Jerk or not the jerk for eating in front of her friend's kid on a diet?
Jerk, and I am triggered to no end.
Go on. You're probably not the only one listening. Go on.
It's a child. It would be different if it was an adult friend on a diet.
Mm. Okay.
You're supposed to support kids. You're supposed to
help them.
Healthy eating habits. It sounds like she just started. It's going to be a lot tougher.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm just stuck on the fact that you would do that to a child.
And to your friend's child. Yeah, it just shows you don't care. Because Snacking Savannah said, I don't care. I'm not on a diet. I mean, seriously, why do I have to change what I eat? Because of their issues. But you're saying they're kids. These aren't adults. And that's what makes it so icky is that, you know, you're not setting a good example. But also, not your kids. I mean, I could go out in public and I'm not the parents of some of these kids. But as a society, is it on us to help each other? It's supposed to be. It should be, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't live like that. They say, not my chair, not my problem. Or, doesn't affect me, I don't care. But this makes it hard. Heartbreaking because of the kid part, right? That's what makes it tough.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, my kids aren't on diets and they still want to eat everything I eat and off my plate. So
same, like, Courtney. Same. You know what? Now I'm triggered. No, it's tough. It's tough with all of the temptations in the world as a parent and all of the things they make now to make our lives easier. It's a lot easier to grab the bad stuff. That's unfortunate for us as parents, you know, and it's more expensive to grab the healthy stuff, which sucks, you know. So,
absolutely.
But I get it. So, Courtney, you say jerkity jerk, jerk, jerk.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the next person doesn't agree. You're never going to believe this. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. I got to bring her up because she is going the complete opposite way. Christina with the blue hair. Girl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. You're actually going the opposite. Is this correct?
100%. Look here.
Girl, I'm listening. Okay, I'm pulling up with my coffee. I'm listening.
If we're doing lifestyle changes with our children, why are you taking them back to the same exact environment where milkshake and fries are the number one thing on the menu?
Mm.
Why don't you do something else with them? Changing your children's eating habits means changing the activities you do as well.
Oh, so interesting.
Expecting somebody not to eat in front of your kid, I mean, people eat. That's what people do.
Well, somebody texted in and said the heartbreaking thing is that the parents didn't take responsibility sooner, and now they're making it other people's problems, which kind of goes with what you're saying.
And that's what I was going to get to. It seems like she said she just lets them do whatever they eat, whatever they want. My impression of that was, here's some spoiled little kids that think they can do what they want, they can eat what they want, and dictating what other people eat so that you can eat healthy, that's not healthy at all.
Well, and you know, it was interesting about changing the environment because one, so let's say you're at a play place. I don't know where they were, but let's just say the kids are getting activity running around, but then you've also got fries and shakes, whereas you could get that same activity outside. with
maybe
no concession stand. Yeah, that's
the
true.
Kids before they went there.
This is the age old. Am I being unsupportive if someone around me is? I mean, this could be anyone. You know, someone around me is on a diet.
I can see the mom's point of view, yeah. But in reality, in the real world, there's no way if I'm hungry, I'm gonna throw away my shake and my fries because you're
100%. But
you can't control how your child's eating habits are.
But you also don't have to say it with your chest and do it in front of them and be like, yeah, and another thing, here's my shakes. You know, you can be tactful.
She can walk off and go eat it somewhere else.
But she shouldn't have to. See, this is tricky because I deal with this too with my weight loss, Christina. You know, it's been 6 years and I hate it when people try to cater to me. I hate it when people try to cater to me though. And they're like, can you eat? Mm-hmm. Can we eat in front of you? I'm like, don't even think about me because this is my life.
Exactly.
I have to go out and do these things and I have to control myself, but I'm an adult. That's where it gets
and
weird.
These kids need to learn just because you see it doesn't mean you can have it.
Oh, it's so hard. Yep. I know parenting's
hard. I wish
you
would have gave us the ages of said children.
Oh, that's true. I don't have that.
That would have made this a lot. Now, if the kids
Why would the age have changed
five,
it?
Mm-hmm. If the kids were five and you're drinking a milkshake in front of them, you're a jerk.
Okay.
If this is a little pudgy 12-year-old that thinks just because you have a shake, he deserves one too, then drink your shake.
Mm.
But I'm just saying, I can't flip my way of thinking. You know me, I'm very blunt.
I know, you're very black and white. That's why you're great for Am I the Jerk, because you stick to your guns and you have an opinion, and that's the people we need calling
in. I'm going to say not the jerk, man, not the jerk.
Okay.
You don't want your kids seeing people eat fries? Take them to the park, pack a picnic. Go to the zoo. Go somewhere else, girl.
It's so tricky. All right, thanks for calling, Christina. Now we're split down the middle. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, last but not least, I'm going to pull him up. I hope he enjoys being the tiebreaker today. He did call 5 days in a row and get his own theme song. Roger in Milwaukee.
And a special shout out to my boy Bryson Ray C.
Woo!
And it's your boy, the OGER. DZ, let's go!
We miss DZ. He's out after his knee surgery. But today's Am I the Jerk is really awkward, Roger. Come on. Like, really awkward. She wants to know if she's a jerk for eating in front of her friend's kid who's on a diet.
Eat the cake, Anna May is the big old jerk.
Big old? Wait. So Savannah's the jerk, you're saying?
She's the big old jerk.
I agree. Yeah. Okay, Christina found a way to say not the jerk, but I just don't think I can get there. I just don't think I can get myself to that spot, Roger. I mean,
respect.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Yeah. Let's support. I mean, she had no respect to ask her not to do this in front of her kids.
Yeah.
She should have respected.
I don't know what happens with your phone. Somebody texted in and said, Roger, you need a new phone. Roger, you sound great until we get on the air, and then we have issues. I don't know what it is every time. Either way, you're saying big old jerk.
Am I going in and out?
Oh, now you're good. Now you're good. Maybe you were just too close to it. Maybe you were like this too much. And then we need you to be like this. Yeah, because you get excited like me and DZ, and you talk loud like us. I feel you.
That's what it is. I got too much energy.
That's right, but Roger. Don't stop it, though. Don't stop. Please keep it going. We love that energy.
Let's just support where support is needed.
Now we can hear you good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Hey, I'm still triggered by yesterday's Am I the Jerk?
Oh,
Can I say something about that?
Sure, absolutely. Right now I'm going, what the hell was yesterday's? I had to think about it for a minute. And I'm like, what was... yesterday's was not... The mom wanted her to wear the wedding dress...
I'm not going to wear the wedding dress. Wendy is not the jerk.
Roger, we're past that. You always want to go back.
but this is why.
Get it out. Go off about the wedding dress.
Listen, when a girl is born, she is prepped for this day. Mm. This is her day.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the wedding day. It should be about both, though. There's too much put into that for women, though. That's why we end up married for no good reason.
I agree, but with that being said, it's her day. It's her choice.
Okay.
Whatever she wants, she should have.
So,
period.
Not
That's
the
one
jerk.
Of the traditions.
And then it's not the jerk, and then jerk today for the eating.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Right. I got you. Roger, I love you, and I love how passionate you are about Am I the Jerk in the show, and you're like, I got something to say about yesterday.
I mean, that really triggered me because everybody called her a jerk, but it's her day.
Well,
I mean, whatever happened,
Can I be honest? I thought everybody got it wrong yesterday, and a lot of people texted in and were just appalled that everyone said, you know, that no, you weren't alone on that. So I'll just say that. Roger, love you. We got to give away tickets, but I love you.
Love you too.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Yep, see ya.
Roger and I could go off forever. Let's be real. I mean, I love it that he's still triggered. He's more triggered because yesterday everybody got it wrong, but today it's official. Jerk for eating in front of your friend's kid who's on a diet. So awkward. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning and buenos dias. Not a fan of the dreary skies and the rain today, but we'll get through it. It'll be all right. We had some nice days and they'll be back. Summer's here. It's officially Pride Month. I'll be at Pride Fest on Friday night. Cannot wait. Going to be so much fun. Cannot wait to see our winners down there and everyone else in between. It's going to be a good time because festival season has kicked off in Milwaukee. Last night, well, actually not last night, yesterday during the day, I should say, went out to lunch. Two fantastic women that I work with, a nonprofit organization that I work with. We went out to lunch and we met up at the Corners in Brookfield, okay? And we decided to go to Bel Air, which was great. And we had a great lunch there. I met these two friends, new friends of mine, one old, one new. And when we were ordering, they're basically... the waitress was adorable. She came out and I got a Diet Coke and I got a water. And then I looked at the waitress and I said, is there a water snob problem in Brookfield? And she goes, excuse me? And I go, she goes, what do you mean? I go, well, are people snobs about the water? Because I was out to eat recently, like a week ago, in Brookfield again. And somebody, a friend of mine said, I don't drink the Brookfield water. And I said, excuse me? That's not a thing. What do you mean you don't drink the Brookfield? Do you drink the Tosa water? Does it matter? Is it just the water? She goes, I'm a water snob. I said, what do you mean you're a water snob? She goes, I don't like the Brookfield water. I said, I have no idea what the difference is. So I picked up my water and the waitress is standing there the whole time. And I go, do you know anything about this? And she goes, no, but I'm interested and I'm listening. She just wanted to hang out and hear what we had to say about it. And I go, has anyone ever said this to you as a waitress, you know, in this city, like they don't like the water here? Is that a thing? Because I understand why we want, you know, filtered water at this point. I've dated guys who, you know, work with piping and they've told me it's, you don't want to see the things the water runs through. I get that, right? I understand why filtered water is probably better. Am I still drinking tap water a lot of the time? Yeah. But I guess I just didn't realize this was a thing. And so then I'm at lunch yesterday and my friends are telling me it's a total thing. Other people were saying it's a thing. And I asked the waitress and she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, what is the problem? Do we care? Are we snobs about water? Do you know the difference in different cities? Because I go out to eat in all of them. Milwaukee, all the way to Oconomowoc. And I can't tell the difference. I can't think of a time where I picked up the water and been like, this is disgusting. Granted, some have more filtered. Some probably, you know, are more tap. But apparently this is a thing in southeastern Wisconsin. A lot of you have preferences on the water you drink. I'm just blown away by this whole thing. I just didn't know this was a thing. Honest to God, like I didn't know people were such water snobs. So I'm just going to pull somebody right now. Hello, Kiss FM. What is your name?
My name is Erin from Racine.
Oh, Erin and Racine. How are you? Good morning. Is this theme song, Erin?
No.
Aw, damn.
Not.
Never mind. I won't play her theme song then. But Erin, it's okay. We still appreciate you. Are you, you ever heard a water snob? What is this? You have a preference? Talk to me.
I am a water snob.
What?
Definitely.
Stop it. Tell me more. I'm so interested. Go on.
So, to me, every water tastes differently.
Okay.
Like the brand of water, whether it's a bottle, aluminum can, tap.
Yeah.
Filtered. Oh, yeah, definitely. I totally can tell the difference.
You can tell. And there's some you won't touch. Is that the case? Like when you go out to eat, then how do you already know if you drink that city's water? Or are you always in Racine? Do you know what you like? How do you know?
I usually will not drink city water.
Okay.
Unless it's got a lot of ice in it. Because then it's really more watered down.
Wait. Did you just say more watered down? How can water be?
Yes,
what? What the hell?
Like the ice,
what the hell, Leontie? I mean, what the? Wait. Water can be watered down. This is interesting. I'm actually very fascinated by this. Oh, you're bye to the little youngin. Bye. Somebody's going into school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's late to school.
That's
like
all right.
Always.
That's all right, Mom. That's all right. We're at the end. We're not talking about that. Okay, so you are a water snob and you can tell the difference. Interesting. I'm fascinated by this. Okay, you know what? The phones are going crazy right now, Erin. So I'm going to take some more calls and we're going to discuss. Have a great day. Goodbye. So, okay, this is a thing. And Erin and Racine just let me know about that with her input. I love that. All right, 414-533-1037. Are you guys water snobs? You care this much? I love your text. It says, water snob. Racine water smells like chlorine. I had no idea this was a thing. We're talking water snobs on Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm realizing how low maintenance I am because not only will I drink tap water, I'll drink most water. And I apparently am in the minority here because I found out a lot of people don't like Brookfield's water. I didn't know this was a thing. Now I find out we have all kinds of water snobs. Some of you guys are too good for it. You don't like it. I don't understand what the stigma is, though. So I have a couple people on the phone I want to hit up first. First, Maria is in Greendale. Maria, you texted in that you hate Brookfield's water.
Yes, I do.
Stop.
I thought that a water filter was broken. I almost spit the water out. And then I realized, like, oh, hold on. This is just how the water in Brookfield tastes.
Ah. So my friend is onto something when she says she's a water snob and she doesn't drink that water. I'm like, what? That's not a thing. It's a thing, I guess. Huh.
But I can drink Greendale's water, but also like Oak Creek's
water. Shout out Greendale. Shout out Greendale. But wait, Oak Creek has an issue? Talk to me.
So I work somewhere in Oak Creek, and if I filled up like a pitcher of water, you would have to wait for it to clear.
Oh.
Like it
that's
would sit
disgusting.
In the pitcher.
No, that's disgusting. Yes. Now that I'm not touching. Okay. No. I'm low maintenance, but not that low maintenance. That's disgusting. Somebody's saying East Troy water stinks and I hate it.
Well, see, now, so you know, Oak Creek's water is not for you.
Stop it. Now I'm going to all these cities and I'm going to be the judge myself. I'm going to be like, what's wrong with the water in Oak Creek? What's wrong with you guys?
You should do one of those trends where they have like the
different city waters.
Yes, and you should try the city waters.
Girl.
Or bring a water snob with
Allie
you.
Allie investigates. Say less, okay? I'm on to it. I'm like the FBI. Say less. I'm looking at some of the texts right now. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to keep reading these. Hey, thank you for calling, Maria. You have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Bye. All right, I'm going to pull up. Let's see here. We got Paige in Brookfield. Paige, are you going to explain this to me? Explain.
Okay, so the water in Brookfield is nasty. I also literally almost spit it out every time I have it. And
I live in Brookfield. Wait, you live there? Okay, explain this. Yes.
I drink like bottled water or filtered.
Fair.
I can't drink the like tap water. I don't know. It has like a rusty taste to it.
Mm.
Same thing with Tosa. I hate Tosa water. It's disgusting.
This is so funny that you guys all know the towns and the waters. Somebody just texted in, Kenosha tap water is great. Come on down.
I don't like Kenosha. No, thank you.
It's too far, right? I agree. I'll just buy bottled water at that point. Paige, thank you for sharing. You live in Brookfield and you're a water snob. Good to know. I appreciate you. Have a good day. All right. I got to go to love you more. I got to go to Frank and Tosa. Frank, don't tell me not to drink tap water. Are you going to traumatize me now? What's happening? Talk to me.
No, but I'm glad you're learning that it is a thing. I was born and raised in Chicago, and let me tell you, we don't drink tap water.
Really?
Neither do we in Milwaukee.
I try to do filtered. Like, we have a pitcher in the fridge, and I try to, you know, keep up with it. I'll buy bottled water, but I'm not a total... Like, I drink tap water, but, Frank, now I'm traumatized. Tell me why. Do I want to know?
Brita filter is the way to go.
Yeah. Okay.
So I work in Menominee Falls, and I got the same thing with the water, like Maria was saying in Glendale.
In Greendale,
it's rusty. We don't even make coffee with it. We got to use the Ice Mountain water because it's going to cause corrosives in the coffee maker.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Well, and then my friends that I was at lunch with yesterday said that apparently there was some place, I can't remember the name of it, that was like some kind of drink shop that opened out there, and they had to get a whole filtered system because the drinks were not coming out right. And the whole, you know, restaurant or whatever had to redo their water system and to make the, because the drinks were nasty with whatever water they were using.
Really.
Wow.
It's really a thing. I'm glad you learned that today.
Well, I sure did, Frank. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you in Tosa. Have a good day.
Thanks, Allie. Have a good one.
You too. I see Natalie in Watertown texted in. She said, tap water in Watertown's good. Some places have well water, like in Hales Corners. I'm aware of that. Somebody said Sturtevant's tap water is amazing, along with Burlington. Somebody said the Oak Creek water slander is crazy. The water's great there. Must just be an issue with the pipes at the building she works at. You guys are killing me with these water slander comments. So I didn't realize that being a water snob is a real thing in this city. I am blown away. I didn't know you guys had preferences. I didn't know you would and wouldn't drink certain waters according to the city, but I'm apparently catching up with that right now. And so let's go to our final caller. She got her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row. She picked Linkin Park in the end. Anna in Sherman Park. Oh my goodness. Last but not least, Anna, good morning. Happy theme song. Happy theme song. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Well, I'm traumatized now by all the water stories. So talk to me. Are you a water snob?
Girl, let me tell you, as long as it's clear, cold, and wet, it does not matter.
Thank you. Did you ever heard water being watered down, by the way? Did you hear that comment? What was that?
I did, but I have done that. If you drink skim milk,
come on,
and you put ice cubes in it, mm-hmm. everyone's like, why are you watering down the milk?
But was it Maria? Or Maria said she knows when water is watered down. I've never heard of that. That's not a thing, is that?
I don't think so. I'm just making it colder.
You know what? No offense, Maria, but that was crazy, okay?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. Buenos dias. Happy Wednesday. I don't know if you saw it, but Taylor Swift got her music back. I'm very excited for her. She got all of her masters back. The Kelce brothers were celebrating on the podcast that they do together. Shaq even joined in. They were celebrating. And then I saw this morning that Taylor Swift's streams have gone up 200% or something. Everyone's streaming it now that she got her masters back. So happy for her. never should have been taken from her to begin with. But this is what happens when people are young in the celebrity world. They take advantage of you. They take your music and they take your money. Even stuff you've written yourself, which is what happened to her. I can't even imagine. Happy for her. She got him back. It's messed up. She had to buy him back, but glad she got him either way. So I am working on being better. Yes, me. I know. Don't laugh. Okay. I talk about this all the time. I go to therapy. I've gone through a lot in my life, but at the end of the day, I'm still blunt and I'm still rude, okay? And a lot of you feel me. I know you're like me. We are just tell it like it is people. But they've come out with a list of phrases that are still assertive, that are not rude. So as soon as I saw this, I was like, ugh, talk to me. Tell me what I should say instead of. So I was like, this is great. So I started looking at this list and I thought, well, everybody can chime in with their own as well, because we can't, it's the tact a lot of time. It's the delivery, right? I know I have a bad bedside manner. This is why I'm not in management. Okay. I've said this for years. I'm happy where I'm at on the air. I never want to be a manager because I will look at you and go, hey, dummy. And that is just not allowed. Okay. It's not allowed. This is why I have no business. Well, they said some of the phrases you can use now that aren't rude, because sometimes it is hard for a lot of us to be assertive. We don't even want to talk to people. I mean, most of us want no confrontation whatsoever because we feel like we're being, you know, mean or rude. But there are times where you have to stick up for yourself, okay? And you have to hold the line. And you have to hold people accountable, whether it's yourself or somebody else. And you have to be sometimes assertive. And you can say things that aren't as abrasive. So here's an example. Here's one line they said you can use. I need more time to think about that. That's a nice way of saying, I don't like, because see, in my mind, I'm going, I hate this idea. It's so bad. It's not good. I should have said, I need more time to think about that, which means I'm going to come back with a no, but I need more time to think about that. That's one of the lines. Phrases to use that aren't rude yet assertive. Okay. Here's another one. I hear what you're saying and I respectfully disagree. Okay, I've used that one on people and it doesn't work sometimes, because if people just want you to agree with them, they're like, no, we're not done with this. I'm like, no, we're done. I don't think this conversation's going anywhere. Another line that you can use if you're trying to be assertive but not rude is, I never want to challenge you and I want to be authentic with you. So I'd like to ask for blank. That's a good one. That's a good one. I could use that one. And another one that you can use is, I'm not available for that. I have a coworker who uses that one all the time. And I've talked to this person. I'm not going to say if it's a guy or a girl. They're very good at saying, I'm not available, with zero explanation. Because a lot of you may relate to this. I'm one of those people that if you ask me, oh, are you available? I'll be like, no, and let me tell you why. I've got this and I've got this and I just can't make it work. Nobody needs all that. In fact, it's nobody's business why you're not available for stuff. All you have to say is, I'm not available for that, period. And it's none of their business most of the time. So 414-533-1037. What are some of the phrases we can use that aren't rude? I'm looking for nicer ways to talk to people. Come on. And if we don't have any as a group, then we're all screwed. Is that fair? 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Nice ways to be rude. That's what I call it. They call it, how do they say it? Assertive phrases to use that aren't rude. You know, this is something I'm working on. Allie and DZ, it is Kiss FM, and I gave you some of the examples, things you can say when you're trying to be assertive, because we have to honestly stand up for ourselves sometimes and say things we want. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we're also afraid of confrontation. So things you can say, I need more time to think about that. Or, I'm not available for that. I want us to understand each other better, so I'd like to share that I prefer blank. See, these are all very nice ways of saying things, but I want to hear what your lines are. Alice is in Racine. Good morning, Alice. Why did you ask me if I was a Gemini? Why? Tell me.
Because Geminis are sarcastically delicious.
Well, I will say this. I am a Taurus, but I am May 20th, and DZ is a Gemini. His birthday's Monday, June 9th. We always joke about how I'm borderline Gemini because I'm on the cusp. And honestly, yeah. I probably am more Gemini than Taurus. I'm stubborn, but girl, yes. Okay. So anyway, a Gemini, but your point is,
I'm very sarcastic, delicious in everything I say.
Yeah.
So the first thing that comes out of my mouth in order for me to be
nice. I tell him right away, I'm an acquired taste.
You know what? Same. It is an acquired taste, but then they always like you if they get to know you. Only 5% dislike you, right?
Then they look at me like, what is that supposed to mean? I go, well, I give out Gemini trait cards about how we are.
Yeah.
And depending on the question that we're talking about, I'll look up at one of my cards that I printed and I'll give it to them.
Yeah.
And they look at it, like, for instance, they'll say, you know, like the water. I don't drink the water. And I says, well, I agree. I don't drink the water either.
Yeah, you're a water snob. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I carry a ceramic cup with me all the time.
Okay.
And I pour my water in the cup. I won't even drink out of plastic.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, I mean, this show today, we keep going backwards, but I support it. You are like, I'm a water snob, and I got something else to say, because we were talking about cities and water. Well, right now we're talking about assertive ways to not be rude. Right. So I appreciate you and your input, Alice. I do want to read one text at 414-533-1037. They said, instead of F you, have the day you deserve. That's funny. I mean, have the day you deserve is, but I don't think that's being nice. I think you're blatantly being, you know, I'm saying bleep you when I say have the day you deserve. Okay, Alice, I gotta go. I got more people on the phone. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. All right, let's go to Angel in Racine. Oh boy, I hope I got the, oh no, did I lose Angel in Racine? I might have. Fine. Let's go to Leticia in Racine. Racine is hot this morning. Hey, Leticia. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Just getting off of work.
Oh, well, I'm happy. You're free now. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Well, just like you said, how you mentioned that you were like a work in progress. Yes. I've been a work in progress probably since elementary school.
Oh, girl, I feel you. Mm-hmm.
But I think I got it. So, like, a way to, like, not come off rude, I think you can't go wrong with, like, the old school, like, Oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. You know someone's going, bleep you. That's such a Southern way of saying, bless your heart. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you have to do it with a stare, too, you know, because it comes with a stare for it to work. Kind of like, bless your heart. You know, like, I'm trying not to be rude, and I'm a work in progress, but again, I think you can go wrong with that.
Dude, I love this one. Bella in Kenosha sent this one in. She said, instead of F around and find out, please test that assumption and then take note of the results.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's a really good one, too. Right. And then Amanda in West Bend said, instead of saying, I told you so, say, the possibility of this outcome was previously discussed. The problem is, I just want to blatantly go, I told you so. But now I got to be like, I have to have ChatGPT write it all professional for me. It's annoying, you know? I mean, God.
Right. And then now I feel like you can't even be assertive without actually being judged for being assertive. Oh, yes. Everyone's so sensitive now.
That's right. Everybody's so sensitive. You are assertive. They're mad either way. It's so true. It's hard to be assertive and not offend people. That's so true. Somebody said on the text line, instead of calling someone dumb, say wisdom is chasing you, but you're faster.
I did see that on the internet once.
You guys are crazy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.